Just Me, a place to be me, where you get to experience life, because life is a journey, not a guided tour. If you want the rainbow, you have to go through the rain.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. We are going to continue the conversation around rest and relaxation, but we're going to change it up a little bit, especially around the holidays, especially around this time of year where a lot of advertising and marketing is happening around spending. We're going to talk about retail therapy or this concept of emotional spending. Sometimes emotional spending can be a result of enjoyment, happiness, excitement, celebration, but it can also be driven by feelings of rage, disappointment, grief, guilt, sadness. And emotional spending is completely different than regular financial, regular spending that you would do that kind of you need in order to survive, pay your bills, and do anything and take care of yourself. So we're going to talk about some retail therapy, emotional spending, and how it is can be a lot more prevalent this time of the year, but it can also be and show up in our daily lives, and we don't recognize the impact that it has. We may consider that it is, we may label it as rest and relaxation, but it can also have this underlying issue of stress for us overall. So emotional spending or retail therapy is completely different than regular spending because it is driven by our emotions instead of our needs and what we need in order to survive on a daily basis. So because it impacts our finances, it's usually impulsive and it's usually inconsistent with what we value on a daily basis. Ladies, what do you guys have as far as the concepts and the definitions around emotional spending or retail therapy?
I like how you call it retail therapy, because I don't know, for the past umpteen years, I just say shop therapy. And I have to catch myself when I realize that, you know, like, why are you doing this? And I'll be like, oh, I'm just, this is my therapy. That's what I would actually tell the cashiers, because I frequent certain stores a lot. And they'd be like, hey, welcome back, Tracy. Like, but and it's funny because, like you said, especially around this time where there all the sales, like Black Friday, it was a time when Black Friday really only happened in November. But now they have Black Friday sales January, February, March, April, May, June, you know, just trying to trigger you because they're lowering prices to get you to spend money. But oftentimes, like for me, like having a bad day of sadness, I can identify like, oh, I'm gonna make myself feel better. I'm gonna go shopping. I don't need nothing, but I'm just gonna go shopping. And I'll say things like, well, I won't buy anything over this amount, but you walk out of the store with things you don't need, extra pair of jeans, shoes, sneakers, journals, earrings, all kinds of stuff, you know? And it's like, oh, it makes you feel good for the moment. But that's, for me, I know that's like one of the triggers. Like if I have been a sad day, or oftentimes when people, you hang around with your friends and they go shopping or they're bragging about all the things that they have, and then you're with them and you like, I don't want to be left behind, so let me just get this too. Oftentimes you might can't afford it, but you do it anyway. You're looking for that Black Friday sale. and again, it often, you do it to make you feel better. If you're sad, or if you're even fearing that you're going to run out of something, like, I'm gonna make sure I get extra, 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 because I'm scared that I'm going to run out. And again, it's just a response to an emotion instead of managing an emotion more effectively. Like, I go out and I say I, because I do retail therapy, shop therapy, and emotional spending. I fit that category. So this series right here, I'm writing down my little nuggets as we speak right now. But it definitely you see it. And I know, like, advertising, especially around like the holidays for Christmas, because that's a time the society seems to spend more money. So I'm going to put all of that stuff to catch your eye. So if you're having a bad day or for whatever reasons that you can come out and spend, spend, spend.
And you know, that's why this podcast is very helpful for people. And that's why therapy is very helpful for people, because emotional spending comes on when people do not have good coping mechanisms, where they utilize shopping as a coping mechanism. And also, people utilize emotional spending when they do not have high self-esteem, a good self-esteem, because they buy things to help increase their self-esteem. Also, people utilize emotional spending when they're dealing with grief, because they utilize it as a replacement for grief. And if they're dealing with something that's very difficult, or they feel guilty about things, they will buy things to make them feel well. So, and a lot of times, people utilize emotional spending habits when they feel alone. And whenever they do that, it's because they don't have people to help them stay on track or try to encourage them to make helpful decisions. So we see a lot of emotional spending when people have a lot of mental health concerns that are unresolved.
So and I think that's one of the most important things is that you are able to identify your triggers. Like you said, like especially like grief, that for personal, like in that season, like that is one of the go-tos. Like, I'm like feeling bad. This will make me feel better, opposed to approaching it like different, because you can go broke and don't even realize it, you know?
And to piggyback off of that concept of emotional spending or retail therapy, I think that I like more of the terminology of emotional spending, because I think that retail therapy almost creates this notion of we have to buy clothes or we have to buy things to wear. But now that we have new opportunities with technology, we're finding that emotional spending can be in the form of various other things. And this can include, so I was reading an article and it was saying that about 75% of Americans say and acknowledge that they overspend most of the time. But overspending and emotional therapy, or excuse me, emotional shopping can include purchasing jewelry and clothing. So 59% of Americans admit to purchasing clothing and jewelry when they do emotional spending. 40% admit to purchasing personal care products. 33% admit to experiencing or spending a lot of their finances on entertainment just to get out the house or just to get to do a new experience. Travel therapy is something that, especially with the pandemic that we are just coming out of, by the government's terms, travel has increased significantly, because people were kind of stuck in the house or felt like they were stuck in their areas of living and they wanted to branch out. 29% report spending their money on crafts and hobbies, trying to find different activities, but it can be in excess or in overabundance. Electronics, televisions, Xboxes, different gadgets around the house, home-related goods. I have a friend of mine who spends a lot of different things or uses her money for a lot of different things on decorating the house, especially when she's stressed. And then the biggest of all is food. 62% of Americans say that a lot of times that with their money and their finances, they spend it in order to celebrate or acknowledge emotional concerns, is that they spend it on food. So they'll go out and spend, instead of maybe purchasing or fixing food in the house, a lot of the money is spent on food. So we're looking at different concepts now of what emotional spending looks like. And again, we're talking about this concept because, yes, we all have a part that we play in allowing our emotions to impact how we spend our money. However, this is to a point of excess, a point of impulsivity, and a point of where it is creating challenge in our finances. And that's where we have to really check ourselves. And so that's why we're talking about this, because especially around the holidays, when we look at different things that we want to increase that we have, maybe because we want to show that we're grateful for other people, or we want to show that we appreciate other people. So we go out and spend money. And again, this is all led by emotions, but our behavior then creates other financial challenges in our lives, which then creates emotions of stress.
And with that being said, at the end of the day, you're not really resolving the problem or the problem that's connected to the emotion. Because what you're saying is you're making it bigger. Is that correct?
Yes,
And
absolutely.
two, in what you just shared, because I was gonna bring up a question, like what, how do you differentiate between self-care and emotional spending? Because some of the things that you shared, like for self-care, you have to you spend money to do, certain things, but it was a key word that you said, it was that in excess, when it's like that impulsiveness that and it could cause like financial hardship down the road, and you're doing something now, but you're not looking at the bigger picture, what it's going to cause, because you just, it was a time where I don't know how the rent gonna get paid, but I'm finna get these shoes, I'm finna go on this trip. And then when it's time to pay the rent or the lights, you're stressing again because now you don't have money. Be like, oh, I shouldn't have bought those. Try to bring them back, and they only give you 50% of what you pay for. You still short. I'm having a flashback. I'm having a flashback.
That's all we're talking about this, Miss Tracy.
But and again, like the holidays is oftentimes, I raise four children, and Christmas costs a lot of money. But I got wise and I started early, so I don't have that big impact at the end of the year. You want to give them everything, and you spend all your money on these things, and you could have went to the dollar store and bought this one item, and that's what they play with, not the $995 that you spent on this other stuff. And it's like, I wasted all that money, and now you're angry, but you was, oh, I gotta get this, I gotta got that, gotta get this. So when it's time to spend, especially around the holidays, it's good to go out with a plan, like set, I'm getting X, Y, and Z for this person, or come with, get a limit. I'm only spending $50, and stick to that so you don't run into other issues or start stressing out in other areas down the road.
And I like what you said about really setting a budget for yourself, because when we do go out, well, shopping is a lot easier now because it's at the click of a button. And we see something on the internet, we see something on our electronic devices, and we click it. And it's very easy to not watch your spending and your finances because you don't really see the money actually being taken out. You just acknowledge it as the concept until you really go back and you're like, man, I don't have enough money for some of the things that I really, really have to pay for. And then you go like me, and then I'm at the store returning stuff because I need to recoup some of that money.
And those buy one, get one frees get you all the time, or this is only $1. I don't care if the shoes is $1. You don't need 10 pair of those shoes. And we're like, well, they only a dollar. And it add, like you said, it just adds up, adds up, adds up, adds up, adds up, all down the road.
Absolutely.
It's wasteful.
And also there's something called a 48 rule. And what that says is give yourself 48 hours to think about a specific purchase and its impact on your budget. And during the 48 hour period, you need to ask yourself if you really need those things and if you need it now. Most of the time, the 48 rule would give you the emotional distance to be more objective in your spending decision.
I like that.
I like it, but when I heard 48 hours, the first thing that came to my mind was the sale will be over. They're going to run out. 48 hours is no way I can think that long on something. So if you struggle like that, then again, you are a good candidate. Is this emotional spending? Yeah. It's like for me, I'm like, just to hear you say that, I'm like, 48 hours is gone. Girl, you got an issue. Because I don't like going in the store and be like coming back and it's gone.
Well,
be like, I should have got it.
Well, that, as you said, that's a sign of emotional spending. Because number one, was that a part of your plan? Or was your desire heightened because you sang that thing? And another thing is, remove your Google Pay, you know, now with Amazon and these other websites, you can attach your credit card to those websites. Remove it.
But even if you remove it, marketing and advertising is so sneaky, because back in the day we used to call it layaway, and people looked at you if you went in the store and put your stuff on layaway. But now they got Afterpay. Afterpay and layaway is the same thing. It's just electronic. And then it makes you feel better. Well, I can go on this trip and this trip because I only have to pay $20 this week, $15 that week. But at the end of the day, you just spent $5,000 on a $2,000 income.
And your rent is not paid. That's a sign of emotional spending.
Yes. And marketing and advertisement is getting a lot more convenient now with having things accessible to people. So yes, being able to put a trip on layaway. Layaway or payment plan. But we're being able to utilize these functions a lot more immediately at the click of a button. And so this is really where people, again, in the heat of the moment, when you may be feeling frustrated, you may be feeling worried, you may be feeling like, I just need some respite or relief or reprieve, then let me go ahead and put this on layaway or put this on a payment plan. But is it within your financial budget? And you really have to think about that, especially as the economy is going into what specialists or scientists call a little bit of a recession. Prices are inflating.
So once again, can we give the audience ways to reduce emotional spending?
We sure can.
All right.
We mentioned two of them, but go ahead, Ms. Smith. What are some others?
As you stressed, as it relates to know your emotional spending triggers, like really know what your triggers are as it relates to spending. We talked about the 48 rule. We also talked about make it difficult to buy unplanned items. So when it comes to layaway, online, and connecting your credit card to certain websites, you may want to not do that. Making sure, as Ms. Tracy expressed, like making sure you have a plan. Reduce retail therapy by sticking to a spending plan. So if you're going to have a certain budget that you're going to utilize for spending, stick to that budget. But also, as she expressed, like really planning ahead. I hear that she said that the things that she wanted to buy people over the holidays, she started early. So that lets us know that she had a plan. And it's okay to treat yourself, as Ms. Tracy expressed regarding self-care, but make sure, once again, you do it within a budget. Because when it comes to treating yourself, at times we can overspend. And then if you feel regret, you should not have done that. Or if you're trying to keep up with the trends, I don't know if that's self-care or if that is an instant gratification. And also find different ways to deal with stress or have fun. As we expressed earlier, attend therapy, listen to this podcast, but find different ways to have fun and find different ways to deal with the direct problem as it relates to what you're dealing with versus emotions. So those are several ways that you can help as it relates to reducing emotional spending.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us in this series or this episode. And we will definitely continue this conversation around finances, emotional spending, and what that looks like around the holidays, but honestly, in different forms of our lives. So until next time, take care of yourself so that we can take care of each other.
Thank you so much for listening to Just Me Therapy podcast. If you are seeking further one-on-one diagnoses, interventions, and treatment plans, please consider scheduling an appointment with an individual counselor at Journeys Counseling Center, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Journeys can be reached at 336-294-1349. The mission of Just Me Therapy podcast is to use authentic conversations to uplift one's mind, body, and soul. The goal of Just Me Therapy is to offer affordable education and insight to individuals who experience financial barriers to accessing individualized behavioral health care services. With that being said, the information, including opinions, advice, and recommendations discussed in this podcast, are intended for individual, informational, and educational purposes only. Such information is not intended to substitute the recommendations of your own licensed therapist or healthcare professional. Although we are licensed behavioral health professionals, we are not your licensed behavioral health professional. As a result, the advice mentioned on this podcast should not replace the recommendations offered by your own qualified health professional. financial barriers to accessing individualized behavioral health care services. With that being said, the information, including opinions, advice, and recommendations discussed in this podcast, are intended for individual, informational, and educational purposes only. Such information is not intended to substitute the recommendations of your own licensed therapist or healthcare professional. Although we are licensed behavioral health professionals, we are not your licensed behavioral health professional. As a result, the advice mentioned on this podcast should not replace the recommendations offered by your own qualified health professional.